Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited that you joined me today because tonight, here on Tuesday, May 27th at sundown, is the month of Sivan. So we have officially passed through the month of ER and supernatural provision, and now we are stepping into the month of Sivan, which is a powerful month where we position ourselves to receive our identity in Christ and be sent forth. Yep, it's powerful. See, new mantles are coming to you right here in the beginning of the month. This is a time that God positions us for promotion. So I know ER was a tough month. Whew. It was beautiful with the supernatural provision and the radiance and the blossom. And it was like so amazing in every way in that regard. And God taught us a lot about just receiving from Him and gathering the right amounts, being obedient to every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. That was the training of ER. But near the end of the month of ER, which is the second month on the religious calendar, that is a time where there is lots of testing and warfare. And I know you went through it because I went through it. Come on. But what God was doing is He was shaking some things down and He was testing us, and or the enemy was coming in with warfare. Either way, but God was causing it for the good because God was going to take us to those places where we were going to begin to pass through in a transition, reestablishing our boundaries. And that is what is so important here before we step into the month of Sivan. You need to have some boundaries re-examined, challenged. And so that's where the testing and the warfare come in, is because God is proving our heart. And also the enemy is trying to take us into depressive places. He's trying to take us into a place of lack of faith. But when we keep our eyes on the Lord, when we keep our eyes on what's coming, even in the next month of the Hebrew calendar, which is this month of Sivan, praise the Lord, high five me, we are there now. This is a time where God is saying, listen, you went through a transition and you've come through with some new boundaries. And so I know I talked to so many leaders during this past week and they were just challenged in their boundaries. Me included. God taught me some vital things for this upcoming year. See, boundary reestablishment or getting new boundaries is what sets us up to receive the new mantles that God is bringing here in the month of Sivan. That's why Sivan is so exciting. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Sivan. So here we had in the month of Nisan, that was the time of purification and cleansing, where we recognize the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And then we come into ER, and what God does is that is, of course, our movement from Egypt. And we remember in Exodus that there was during the Passover time, when Jesus is our Passover lamb, that God took the Israelites out of Egypt and He properly positioned them to go through Passover and then be released from the enemy and sent into the wilderness, right? Where they were only supposed to be for 40 days, but it ended up being 40 years. That was the month of ER. What happened during that month? Supernatural things. God brought manna from heaven. He put quail in their front yard. They had water from a rock. They had shoes that never wore out. They got the gold and silver from Egypt. Their raiment or their coverings were absolutely beautiful. Yet God was testing and proving them to reveal what was in their heart, whether or not they would obey His commandments. Now, why is that obedience to commandments is set up for Sivan? Because in Sivan, on the sixth day, that will be June 2nd, or June 1st at sundown. Because remember, every Hebrew calendar day starts sundown the night before, okay? So on June 2nd is the Feast of Shavuot or the Feast of Pentecost. It is a time where God comes down on the mountain in Mount Sinai and He positions the people to receive a mantling of the covenant, which also gives them their new identity for what's coming before them. See, God knew all of this. So He's testing them and proving them before He brings them to the base of Mount Sinai, because He wants their hearts to be in that place of realizing and knowing that they have tendencies, you and me have tendencies, to be disobedient to the Lord, to be rebellious, to not follow after the commands of God. And so God was showing them where their weaknesses lied, because he was about to mantle them with Torah. He was about to speak his word over them, and they were about to receive a new identity as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. So oftentimes, before God is about to bless us, he takes us through a place where we are challenged in understanding who we really are. So if you've been asking him questions and you are like, who am I and what is my purpose and destiny? What was written in the scrolls of destiny about me? Then this is the right time, because tonight starts the process of the month of Sivan. The next 6 days is a time of consecration and positioning until we come up on June 2nd, or the Feast of Shavuot, or Christians call this Pentecost. We're still in the counting of the Omer. That means counting the manna. Remember, they're in the wilderness. There's 49 days or 50 days of this manna coming from heaven. They were to go out and they were to gather it. So it's God's supernatural provision unto them. But when God gives us that supernatural provision, he's also revealing to us our weaknesses. Where are we going to say the power of our own hands has created this for us? I mean, come on. See, this is a part of the fall. This is a part of the curse of the fall of man. Anytime we see things, we toil, we grab, we have to take. And God says, listen, just gather and receive the blessing that I want to bring to you. So I have some scriptures I want to read to you to help position you for this mantling that God is getting ready to do. He's bringing new mantles. He's bringing a new identity. So you've been stripped. Come on. You've had to reestablish some boundaries. Maybe that was boundaries of your time, talent, your treasure, and your testimony. You got attacked in all of those areas, and God is positioning you through that warfare attack, or through that testing on your heart, to where you have confessed, Lord, I got to change some things in my life. And that's exactly where God wants you to be, because he's getting ready to drape you with Torah, drape you with the word of God. Who is the word? Jesus is the word. Just go to John chapter 1, verse 1. It says, he was the word, and he came and he dwelt among us, and he dwelt in flesh. He is the word of God. So this is a power play between Old Testament and New Testament. That's what happens here in Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. There's revelation in all of these chapters of the Old Testament and the New Testament, revealing what happened on the journey that the Israelites took from the bondage of Egypt all the way to the Promised Land. That matches up with Jesus coming on the scene, dying on the cross, bearing, resurrecting, ascending on the 40th day, which, by the way, that was ER 27th. So that was Saturday, May 25th, was Ascension Day. Come on, we've come through Ascension Day. What happens after Ascension Day, 10 days later, is Sivan 1, okay, which is, Sivan 6, which is the Feast of Shavuot, or Pentecost. Okay, so the sixth day of Sivan is 10 days after Ascension Day. So we've passed through Ascension. Now, what happens at Ascension? Well, the Apostle Paul tells us that the church is seated with Christ in heavenly places. This means that the resurrection defeated sin, death, and the grave, but the ascension is your power position. It's where we, the church, are seated with him in heavenly places. Now, if we're going to stay in our seats, we have to know our identity. So this is a really amazing time, because we just come through Ascension Day. We're now saying, just a few days later, hallelujah. See, it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 days later, hallelujah. It's the first day of Sivan. We're now entering our time of consecration during this 10-day period before Pentecost. And then Pentecost comes and God mantles us. It's the Feast of Shavuot, which is the second major feast on the Hebrew calendar. The first one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or Passover. The second one is the Feast of Shavuot, or Pentecost. The third one is the Feast of Ingathering, Feast of Sukkot, or Feast of Tabernacles. All of those are the same time frame, okay? But that doesn't happen until October, all right? So you don't have to worry about that for now. So we're coming through the second, all right? So we have to position our hearts for this, because this is a major time. So let's talk about Old Testament, New Testament. So what happens in the Old Testament is that we know the Israelites are on this journey. They've come through ER, and God says, Moses, I want you to bring the people to the base of Mount Sinai, because I'm going to show up with fire on Mount Sinai, and I am going to speak to the people about who I am. And when they receive and agree who I am, they are then going to get their own identity. Now listen, I want to read this to you from scripture. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20. All right, we've come through 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. That was in ER. Now we're coming up on 20. In the third month, when the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt. What is that? In the third month. What's the third month? Sivan. Okay. So read this in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. When the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came that they went into the wilderness, for they had departed from Rephidim and had come to the desert of Sinai, and they pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before Mount Sinai. Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him out of the mountain and said, I want you to say to the house of Jacob, tell the children of Israel, I have seen what you did. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. So he's speaking to them. He says, you people, you Israelites, have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you, Israel, on eagle's wings, and I brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. And Moses came, and he called for the elders of the people, and he laid before their faces all the words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. So God calls the people to Mount Sinai, and what is he doing? He's saying, listen, I need you to agree with me about who I am. I'm righteousness. I'm justice. I'm the Ten Commandments. This is who I am. If you can agree that when I tell you who I am, then we're coming into covenant together. We're being established together. And then in this covenant, I'm going to cover you with Torah. I'm going to cover you with my word. I'm going to cover you here on the mountain and properly position you. I'm going to give you a label as my people. And then I'm going to send you forth into the earth to be holy and righteous, my treasured possession, my royal priesthood and my holy nation. Now, come on. We know from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 in the New Testament, the Apostle Peter says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into marvelous light, which in times past you were not a people, but you are now the people of God. You had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. Okay, so here we go in the New Testament. Well, what's happened in the New Testament? Jesus came on the scene. He died, buried, resurrected, broke the power of sin, death, and the grave, and then he ascended 40 days later, after walking the earth, continuing to do some miracles, meeting with the various disciples, talking with people, the road to Emmaus, these kinds of things happen. Then he said, before he ascended, that would have been on Saturday. Let's backtrack to Sunday, May 24th, 25th. Right at that time, that's when Jesus would be saying, listen, I got to go to my Father. But when I go to my Father, I'm going to send forth the power of the Holy Spirit. And I need you to do something for me. And this is in Acts chapter 2. He says, I need you to tarry and go up to the upper room. Whoever wants to go to the upper room and tarry and wait, because I'm going to send forth the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, isn't it interesting? On Mount Sinai, fire comes from heaven, and God writes with his finger the Ten Commandments and tells the people, "You, if you can agree with who I say I am, you're going to get a new identity." Fast forward to the New Testament, and what do we have? Jesus, same time frame, calls the people. He says, listen, I'm gonna ascend. I'm gonna go up to this place. I'm gonna prepare a place for you while I'm up here, is what he's saying. Okay. And listen, that place is for now. It's not necessarily when your body goes into the earth and your spirit and soul go to heaven, when you die after you've lived your 80, 90, 100, 110, 120 years on this planet. Okay. It means that God has prepared a place for us. So Jesus says, before I go up, I'm giving you instructions. I need you to go wait in the upper room because fire is going to come from heaven. You are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And what happened in Acts chapter 2? Fire came and they were baptized with fire and other tongues. They began to speak in other languages, yet they understood each other. But this was a fire and this was a power of God's very own spirit, his very own identity, coming now to live on the side inside of them. Now, what had changed? God had written his laws on their heart and on their mind during this time. Come on, you know about those scriptures. It even tells us in Hebrews, it says that God wrote his laws on our hearts and minds, and then he deposits his spirit on the inside of us. And that makes us the holy tabernacle of the Lord. Read the book of Hebrews. It's all about that. And so during this time, then what happens? The fire's not just so that we can get all activated and excited and speak in tongues and do all this kind of stuff. It's to be sent out to do the work of the ministry. But that holy fire brings a purification to our souls, okay? Our spirits become brand new when we receive Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes on the inside of us. We receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are also baptized in water, a separate thing. Baptism by water and baptism by fire, two separate things that happen. And this baptism by fire on Acts chapter 2 mirrors Exodus 20, when they came to the base of Mount Sinai. Somebody help me in this place. Don't you love how Old Testament and New Testament match up? So what this means is that on the second day of June, all right, or starting sundown on June 1st is Shavuot. That's the day that God came on Mount Sinai and wrote the Ten Commandments and called the people to the base of the mount to establish covenant that they were a royal priesthood and a holy nation. That is also the day that Acts chapter 2 happened. When Jesus had ascended, he sent down the Holy Spirit on the 50th day. We call it the day of Pentecost. Shavuot, Pentecost, same thing, same time, exactly the same time. Because 10 days after Jesus ascended is when he sent forth the Holy Spirit. If he ascended on May 25th, then what happens on June 2nd, that's 10 days later, then he brings forth the baptism by fire. And that is a covenant relationship with the Lord in fire, same kind of covenant that was made in the Old Testament, a fire testament, okay, where God writes his power and purification on the inside of us to do what? To give us a new identity of a royal priesthood and a holy nation, that we might go forth and declare the praises of the Lord in the earth and baptize them. Baptize them with water, baptize them with fire, discipling them, all the nations of the world. So there is a great celebration happening next Tuesday, June 2nd. But this Tuesday, we're celebrating because we have 7 days before we step in to that very, very special day, which is Pentecost or the Feast of Shavuot. Now, there is something we have to do on that day. All right. Now, there's many that do not understand this. Listen, what I shared with you between the Old Testament and New Testament, there are so many leaders that have no idea how to correlate the two of those together. Why? Because they don't understand the Old Testament is a foreshadow of the New Testament. And the New Testament, it contains all of the Old Testament in it. Okay, so this is exciting. So these two events are the same. Exodus 20, Acts 2, same. You need to repeat after me. Exodus 20, Acts 2, same thing. It's the beginning of that tonight. It's 7 days before the Feast of Pentecost or the Feast of Shavuot. Now listen, more exciting news. So Deuteronomy 16 verses 16 and 17 calls this the second feast and says this is a day we're to come and bring an offering to the Lord in proportion to that which we have received. So whether or not You know, anybody who understands this or not, this is straight out of the Word of God. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17, three times a year. This is the second of the three times. We did it at Passover. This is Pentecost, and we'll do it again at Tabernacles. Read it for yourself. Set yourself up. Seek the Lord. He's going to give you a desire to give an amount. Go give it to your church. Give it to a favorite ministry. Give it wherever God tells you to give it. But it's time for the Feast of Shavuot offering according to the Word of God. This is something that's done for generations. These feasts are done for generations, okay? They did not die out when Jesus came on the scene because Jesus practiced Passover. He understood Shavuot. He was there during Tabernacles, and he is all of those things. He is Passover. He's our Passover lamb. He is the one who ascended that brought forth the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And also there's more to the Feast of Shavuot. I haven't even been able to get into that with you. The first of the sheaves are brought forth, the bread loaves, a reconciliation of Jew and Gentile. I mean, there's so much more to Shavuot than I have even been able to say here. Okay. And then there's Tabernacles, and he is the tabernacle. He tabernacled amongst us. All right. And he is the first of many brothers. And we are the seed that comes from him. Those of us that know Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So folks, you've been through a time of having to reestablish boundaries. There has been a stripping in ER where you had to come to a place of realizing it is time to rededicate yourself and who you are, and the identity that you've been struggling with for the last couple of weeks is so that you can again declare and decree who you are and who God is, and you can come into union with that on Mount Sinai and also in union with that in the upper room, remembering the baptism by fire. It's a unity between the Father, the Son, and us through the Holy Spirit that will reestablish who we are as a royal priesthood and holy nation, that we might wear that mantle and begin to move forward. See, God wants you to know you're a royal priesthood and holy nation. Because if you do not know this, then you cannot be set up for what's coming. Now, what also happened in Ephesians chapter 4? Well, the word tells us that Jesus ascended and then he gave gifts to men. What are those gifts? This is the fivefold ministry. God gave the fivefold. It was an ascension gift. He ascended and then he gave those gifts to men. So when we talk about receiving the baptism by fire, we're also receiving an activation for the new giftings that God has given us, which is why your identity was being stripped. Somebody help me in this place. Because what this means is you started to question your gifts. Because if you're questioning your identity, you're questioning your gifts. If you're questioning your identity, you're questioning your boundaries. Your boundaries are, how does God want to use you? When does he want to use you? Why does he want to use you? Come on. This is why we call it a transition time. It's because he's stirring and he's stirring and he's bringing up these questions, because he's strengthening us at the base of the mountain or in the upper room. He's strengthening us so that we would be ready to have a quickened mind to the new mantle that God is giving us. Come on. Some of you are getting some new mantles and you're getting an activation of spiritual gifts. You're going to be walking in next levels. Come on. I'm already excited. I've been asking God for more gifts and strengthening of those gifts and an activation of greater gifts for prophecy, healing, pastoral gifts, evangelism, teaching, apostleship, whatever it is that God has called you to, these gifts will be activated, and you will then be what? Sent out as a royal priesthood and a holy nation in a covenant agreement with God, and now carrying forth a fresh fire and an activation of your gifts for the new thing that God has for you that will be coming in the fourth month, the fifth month, and the sixth month until we rotate in the seventh month, which is the month of Tishrei, where we experience the head of the year, 5786, and things turn over to Tabernacles. Come on, I'm getting excited in this place. I know you're getting excited too. Now listen, there's some people that need to see this video because they don't know how the old and the new come together as one. Jesus is the Word. So here we go. So when God wrote the Word, he wrote the Ten Commandments in fire, as fire came on the mountain and the mountain shook and the people stood at the bottom and they said, yes, God, we agree with you. As fire came in the upper room and the Word himself, Jesus, the Word, in the power of the Holy Spirit, came upon the people and the Word was written in their spirits and their souls and they became alive because they had become born again. They had received the written Word on their hearts already, and now they were going to get the power of God coming on the inside. And Jesus is the Word. So when he ascended and he sent forth the Word and the Holy Spirit to come and live on the inside of them, that Word was so powerful that it was going to shake them and activate them and cause them to speak in other tongues and step forth into the great kingdom things that God has for us. See, the kingdom is advancing, and this is time for new mantles and a new identity. Now listen, let's just get practical. I need you to sit down for the next couple of days. Maybe you need to pray, you need to fast, you need to get with God, but you need to write out some new identity for you. You need to recommit yourself to being a part of the royal priesthood and the holy nation. You got to bless the Lord with an offering. It's time to come up to the plate and start being obedient. See, he asked for it in Deuteronomy 16. And listen, that's not the only place he asked for it. We read about this in Exodus chapter 12. We know King Solomon practiced all of the various giving times. We know that Jesus himself said, prepare for me the Passover. So these are feast things, and there's a giving time, a giving over yourself as a living sacrifice, but also a blessing in faith unto the Lord. So we need to reevaluate some things. We need to get ourselves ready. See, God says, I'm bringing you a blessing. He says, I'm bringing you a blessing. I'm bringing you a new mantle. You're going to start walking in things you never walked in before. I need you to consecrate yourself. Now, by the way, on day three, all right, that's before day six. Let me tell you when that is. I'm going to look this up myself. That is going to be on Thursday the 29th at sundown, going into Friday the 30th, okay? That is a day of consecration, okay? That's a day of being set apart. And they set themselves apart for 3 days and before they came to the base of the mountain. You can continue to read this in Exodus chapter 20, okay? So this was a time of pulling themselves back and fully reevaluating, consecrating, and getting ready to come to the mountain before the mantling. So somebody needs to hear me right now. You need to set yourself apart and position yourself because your new mantle is coming. Come on, I'm getting excited right here. See, I'm getting ready for this time myself because I'm ready to receive the new that God has for me. Come on, all of us, he has something new for all of us. He wants us to step into new levels of revelation and wisdom from him, new power that comes upon us. He is positioning us to be sent ones, sent out. He is positioning us to move in new kingdom advancement. And he needs the whole body to come together to the base of Mount Sinai, or up in the upper room in Acts chapter 2, and receive that fire. Come on, if you haven't received the baptism by fire, I want to invite you, go on my website and you can get a audio set that talks about how to activate your spiritual gifts. It's called Baptism by Fire. It's all about the baptism by fire, which happens the Feast of Pentecost or the Feast of Shavuot. Folks, this is a holy time. It's a very powerful time. I can remember once I was ministering in Missouri, and I was at a big event, and I taught on this. It was right at that exact time, the Feast of Shavuot, and the receiving of the new mantles. And I had everyone stand up, and we read the Ten Commandments together. And I want you to know it was so powerful. And men, fathers stepped into their roles as fathers. Mothers stepped into their roles as mothers. The church came forward and came before the Lord and said, Father, I humble myself right now at the base of Mount Sinai to receive the covenant, which is the covenant that was written in stone, the Ten Commandments from the Lord. Exodus chapter 20. Read the Ten Commandments. Rededicate yourself to obedience to those Ten Commandments. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will exalt you in due time. Humble yourself and and say, you know, Lord, I have come out of proper position with you and I need to come into proper position with you. Position yourself in the mighty name of Jesus to be one who is ready to receive all that God has for you and for the kingdom. All right, let me pray for you right now. Father, I praise you and I thank you for my friends that are watching. I thank you that you're stirring them. I thank you, Lord, that you have broken some things down. There's been some crushing. There's been some warfare. There's been some testing. There has been some reassessment and realignment. And Father, I thank you that you're bringing us into that place of humility that we might come to the base of Mount Sinai or tarry in the upper room to receive the blessings of the ascension, not only fire, but ascension gifts coming upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you're calling out fivefold ministry. You're calling out apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. You're calling healing ministers, administrators, financiers of the kingdom. You're calling people who speak in tongues and speak in other tongues. You're calling us to come forth as a body. You're calling the helpers. You're calling the servants. You're calling the foot washers. You're calling the media people. You're calling, you know, all of the positions that are needed in church to run and to move forward at the pace that you have assigned for us, which is the pace of grace. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you now as you rain down fire from heaven, purify us and position us for the great things that you have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, somebody high five me. I feel that fire right now in the name of Jesus. If you're feeling that fire, whoo, just lift up your hands. See, God is touching you right now, right where you're at. You're coming into agreement with the Lord. It's time to rededicate yourself to the Ten Commandments. Rededicate yourself to covenant. Rededicate yourself to fresh fire and to new gifts in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoo, hallelujah. Go pass it on. Now listen, if you have not yet signed up for my Ascend class, you can learn to live in the realms of the ascension. The next one is Thursday, June 19th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. It's free. F-R-E-E. No cost. Come on with me. 10 a.m., 6 p.m. Eastern. Lots of leaders come on from all over the world. They connect with each other. It's a time for you to connect with people, them to connect with you. I teach a little bit on the Hebrew calendar. What's going to be happening around that time? The middle of Sivan. What are we getting ourselves ready for? It's going to be the next month, the fourth month on the religious calendar, which is the month of Tammuz. Whoa, that's a whole other month in and of itself. So we do this, but you got to sign up. And so there's going to be a link right here. Just click the link. Give us your name and a little bit of information, and then we're going to send you a Zoom link so you can come on the call. Invite some friends, but you know what? Don't just pass on the link. Tell them they've got to sign up too. So they sign up with that link. So yes, pass the link and they're going to sign up. Now, for those of you who want to grow more and would like to learn to be really good people helpers, you want to be great disciplers, you're running small groups, God has got you on the run, you're evangelizing, you're teaching, you're prophesying, you're doing these kinds of things, but you need to learn some basics about understanding how the enemy operates, understanding the ascension, understanding what makes humanity tick, what motivates us, what happened at the curse of the fall of man, how has Jesus redeemed these things, how do you walk in his righteousness? Come on, there's some basic things. And we have a book that will go along with the teaching that not only will you be changed taking it, but you're going to be able to use this curriculum and help others be changed as well. Maybe you're a pastor, a leader, you run small groups. Maybe you need some materials for your membership classes. This is the way to go. But we need you to reach out to us and join us and be a part of our Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching Institute. Just go to dreammentors.org or email us. Tell us you're interested. Click the link below and we will send you some information. Have somebody reach out to you. One of our coaches will take you through the program. And then you can become a ministry affiliate with us. You can connect with us. And then we will equip you to go and equip others. We are an equipping station. The last thing I want to bring up is that if you have not yet gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, now's the time to get it. Let's go into Sivan together, the third month on the Hebrew calendar. I walk you through every day. I give you prophetic revelation. I give you scripture. I keep you on track with what God is doing every single day of each month on the Hebrew calendar. It will also prepare you for what is coming. It's an excellent tool for young prophets to learn how to prophesy. So I just want to encourage you today, grab a copy of that. You can reach out to my ministry, CandaceSmitherman.com. We'll get you that. Or it's any major bookseller. As a matter of fact, this week alone, it made number 7 on the Amazon bestsellers list for Jewish holidays. It has so much information about the Hebrew calendar, about God's calendar. Come on, God's calendar is the Hebrew calendar. So much information there that God has moved it to number 7. Come on, 7 is the number of perfection. So listen, you want to get your copy today. It's easy to read. There's only like a paragraph each day, but it is going to keep you on track. I have leaders all over the world that use it to test the prophetic words that God has given them, because God reveals something about himself every single month. And we need to know, what is he revealing about himself? Come on, I tell you in these videos, and listen, subscribe to my YouTube, subscribe to my Facebook, because I do this every week Tuesday it goes live. So you want to make sure that you find out what's God doing that week. Don't you want to be knowing what is taking place? Listen, all the prophets are prophesying in accordance with the Hebrew calendar, but they don't even know it. But once you know the Hebrew calendar and you hear a prophetic word, you can go and you can say, oh my gosh, now why is this? Because the Holy Spirit is revealing himself to everyone who is a part of his family all over the world at the same time. And he always shares the same things every single month of every single year. It's a blessing to know a different facet of God. Just like a diamond, God has all these facets, and there's 12 months out of a year, and every month he reveals a different facet of himself. And so people are prophesying, they're giving good word, but they don't even realize that they're doing it in accordance with what God is telling all the prophets about himself during this time and season. And it already has been written for thousands of years that the same messages would come forth at the same time. Come on, somebody needs to be ahead of the game. Grab a copy of yours today, 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar, any major bookseller, or go to my website at CandaceSmitherman.com. All right, be blessed. You're blessed and highly favored. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. Get ready, because Sivan is happening and you have a new identity and a new mantle. Share this with a friend, and I'll see you on Tuesday, June 19th in person at my Ascend class. All right, be blessed.